Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. And to the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We magnify you, we adore you, we come before in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful time you give us for worship, to know you, to follow you, to walk in your ways, O God. Thank you, God, for this wonderful time of worship that you give us. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, O God. Let's come now to God. Let's ask him forgiveness of our sins. Let's ask the Lord to forgive us our sins, our trespasses, and our shortcomings. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just. He will forgive us and he will purify us from all unrighteousness. Let us now give thanks to God for all the good things that we receive from him. Let us give thanks. Thank you, Lord, for our good health, for our families, for our spouses, for our children, for your word, for your salvation, for Jesus Christ, for your church, for the ministry that you bless us in and give to us. We thank you, God. Thank you for all this blessing, for the jobs, the income, the protection, the guidance, the wisdom, for the deliverance, the healing, the answer of prayers. Thank you, Lord, for all this wonderful blessing from you. As we give thanks, there will be multiplication of the blessing of God in our life. Let's now come to the Lord and ask Him our needs. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear us as we cry, Lord. Provide our needs, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O God. Guide us with your love and your mercy, O Lord. Answer our prayers. Provide our needs, O God. Hear our prayers, O God. Answer our prayers, O God. Hear our cry for help. My help come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer, for all your blessings. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children. Pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Let us pray for each and every family to walk in your ways and in your will. Pray for each husband to be the head to lead his family. I pray for wives to be submissive to their husbands as they are leading the family in the fears of yours. I pray for parents to be united to give instructions to the children according to your word, that they will follow you, they will walk in your ways, O God. Hear our prayers, Lord. Answer, O God. Lead us and guide us, O God. This is in every family. Let them shine for you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. Pray now for your job, your income. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others, to preach the word of God, to do the work in your place well. I pray, Lord, for each and every work and job to be blessed by you, Lord. Bless your people and their work, their job that you give them. Bless their company for their sake. As you place them there, Lord, that they will be, O God, blessed, and these companies will be blessed. They will have incomes. They have revenue, Lord. Bless them for the sake of your people. And even I pray that your people will continue to give their tithes and offering and first fruit and whatever is due for you, Lord, that they will obey and they will follow your commands. O God, hear our prayers. Pray now for the people around you, your neighborhood, your friends, your contacts, your also relatives, your colleagues in the work. The people we meet every day, the people that we meet in the market, let's pray for them to be saved. That they will know God, that we will preach the gospel to them in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear our cry for mercy. Lead us in the way that you want us to move and go on. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, O God, that you bestow blessings, that you allow us to preach to them, to all our contacts, and I pray that there will be a source to be saved, there will be people to come to you, to follow you, O God, and there will be a fruit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all the opportunities to evangelize, to reach these people. Let's now come and pray to God for this country, UAE, where God had put His church and all the extension of the church in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, in Sri Lanka, in Philippines, in Pakistan, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, Uganda, Nigeria, Malawi, USA. Let's pray for all these places that God shall provide all our needs. We trust you, Lord, all our needs is in your hand. Our needs for logistics, places for worship, places for living. Our needs for also any documentation, offices. You will provide for us. We trust you, Lord. You will open our hands and will bless us and will provide for us. In the name of Jesus, give us favor in these places from authorities, and also, Lord, give us strength and good health to go on and serve you there in these places, and also we commit ourselves to evangelize, to pray for the people of the land. We commit ourselves that we will obey the rules of the countries, and we abide with these rules and submit to these authorities. As you command us to do, O God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. And I pray you stretch out your arms and do healings and do miracles, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our cry for mercy, O God, to you. Lord, lead us and guide us. Support us and strengthen us in the name of Jesus. You are great God. There is no one like you. Lord, we pray. Let's pray for the church to grow. Pray for yourself to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Refill us, O God. We commit ourselves to reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that you will be filled with joy and peace and love to do what you want us to do, and to be in character and attitude like Jesus our Lord, to have patience, perseverance, long-suffering, humility, generosity, righteousness, so that people will see you in our lives. We commit ourselves to serve you, Lord. Here we are, Lord. Refill us with the Holy Ghost. I pray for the gifts of tongues, interpretation of tongues, gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of evangelism, gift of pastoring, teaching, prophesying, and whatever talents and skills we need to serve you. Perfect your church, O God, and lead us, O God. Lead us to serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Lead us, O God, and guide us, and help us, Lord, to go on and serve you and magnify your name, O God. You are a great God. There is no one like you, Lord. Let's pray for the other ministers of the church. Bless, O God, the evangelism. Bless the youth and the children ministry and their parents. Bless also the homeschool of the church. Bless the watchman ministry for prayers. Bless the farming ministry. Bless the Lord, all the rest of the ministries, O God. Also the ministry of publication, the ministry of translation, the ministry of also medical services. We pray that use all these services for your glory. Let your name be glorified and lifted up in the name of Jesus. O God, hear our prayers. And we pray for the worship today. Let your name be magnified. Let your name, O God, be lifted up. O Lord, lead us. Anoint the worship. Anoint the songs. Anoint the giving. Anoint the song, all the item of our worship, O God. Anoint this recording, O Lord. Make it reach to the places, O God, that you wanted to reach in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you. Hear our prayers.
Our Father, hear us from heaven. For hear our sins we pray. Forgive our sins we pray. Forgive our sins we pray.
Yes, O God, we trust you, Lord, as we pray, as we confess our sins, you will forgive us our sins, O God, and you will hear us, and you will guide us, and you will answer our prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, O God, for this wonderful day. Let your name be lifted up. You are the God who will bring the harvest unto us. You promise and say, ask of me and I will give you the nation. Then the inheritance to the end of the world, O God, until you come and take us, O Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. O God, here we are, send us. Tell him, Lord, here am I, Lord, send me to the place that you want me to preach your word. Lord, I pray for laborers you send to your vineyard to go on and serve you. Hear our prayers. Accept our worship, O God. Draw us near to you. Speak to us today in a special way. Lead us, O God, in the way of righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord of the harvest, let your voice be heard. In the farthest corners of the world, shine in darkness. Let your truth be known. Brighter than nations to come at your throne. Lord of the arrive for harvest, but the laborers are few. Fathers and your workers, those in hearts for you, out into your vineyard, weeping as they go. Help the reap abide. Harvest of souls, Lord of the harvest, let your voice be heard in every nation, in the farthest corners of the world. Shatter the darkness, let your truth be known. Gather the will battle in the heavenlies. Thine of us take glory, but those who find the truth, Jesus, their praises are waiting for you. Lord of the harvest, let your voice be heard. Yeah.
I'm Your precious love.
O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time of worship. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. That you wash us with, that you wash our sin from. We thank you, God. We bless you. Even as we sit in your presence, speak to us, Lord, your word. We thank you, God. We magnify you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you, Master. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you, Jesus, for your great love, your care, your concern to us. O Lord, we magnify you, we adore you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let us be seated in God's presence now. And let us collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit and bring them to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful time of worship. Your family, your church, oh God, your blessing upon us, the brethren. We thank you, Lord, from the depth of our hearts for everything you give us and you provide for us. Thank you, Jesus, for your people who brought their tithes and offering and first fruit to you, Lord. You bless them, Lord, reward them. Open the windows of heaven and bless them and pour out so much blessing that they have no place to keep, and rebuke the devourer in their life, O God. O God, and uphold them with your grace and satisfy their needs in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your loving kindness, your goodness and your faithfulness. Use this money for our glory to raise the lost. O God, use it, O God, to raise those who are away from you. I pray for those who have no job, provide for them. Stabilize all those with their jobs, their incomes, O God. Preserve, O God, bless, multiply. Also, Lord, I pray, O God, those who have no job, provide for them. Provide for them income. O Lord, and I pray that everyone will know how to honor you so that the windows of heaven shall be open upon their lives. We thank you, God. We bless you. This all we ask and we pray in His name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for everything you give us. Hallelujah. Let's go back and let us expound Psalm 112. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Amen. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seeds shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. And to the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for your word. Let your word come through in our lives, O God. Anoint my lips and help me to preach your word. And help me to help us to understand your will, O God. Anoint our minds and thoughts and ears and souls and body and spirit to be quickened with the message that you will give us to change our lives, O God. Take your word and spread it. Bless this recording, O God. Make it rich. Your people are in need of your word. We thank you, Master. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. We praise God for the truth that he revealed to us, that we will live our life in the right way. Blessed is the man who fears God. The man who fears God, he is very conscious that there is a God over him, and the God over him is watching over his life, and he's watching over everything he do. The man who fears the Lord, he is very conscious that he is accountable person before God about his action and deeds, and how he manage the affairs of his life and his relationship and the affairs that he has with the people with him, with the people around him, and with the people who are under his care and the people who are over him. The man who fear the Lord, he is accountable that God will call him for an account to give good account, to be a good steward for the resources that God had placed in his hand. The man who fears the Lord, he say that delighteth greatly in his commandments. The man who fears God, delight in the scriptures, delight in the word of God, delight in the commands of God, delight to do God's will, delight to follow the scriptures, delight to go on the steps that God is leading him to go through. That is what God wants us to be today, in the fear of the Lord, because we will be blessed if we fear God and do exactly what God wants us to do in our lives. Hallelujah. We have assurance. We have insurance from the Lord. Blessed and blessedness will come from him upon us when we live our life in the fear of God, giving full consideration that God is over us and he is watching our affairs and our families and what we are doing. In verse 2 it says, his seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. His seed, his children, his descendants, our children, our descendants, they will be mighty. Power and honor and authority and blessedness will be our share, and to the share of the children who are going to come after us. As we fear the Lord, as you fear God, as you put him first in your life, as you be aware that he is over you and you fear him, your children, our descendants, our families, our disciples, they will be blessed in there. They will be mighty. They will be established in the earth. You know, we always worried about the future of our children, our grandchildren, our descendants, but the matter is in our hand today. King David has after him 17 kings from his generation, and that is the longest on earth in the history is the descendant of David to become kings after him. 17 kings, 17 generation who were after him, and we do the same. If we will continue to fear God and walk in His ways, the same will be the good future. Our generation will be blessed by the Lord. They will be serving God. They will live in the fear of the Lord. If we humble ourselves, if we will follow God's word, God will bless us. But if we are arrogant and we are prideful and we go and do our own ways, then the blessing of God on our children will move away if we will behave in such wrong way. Verse 3 say, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Wealth and riches. The people usually who does not fear God but they fear man, they will do all what they can to please the people in order to get from them material things. But I tell you, the more they are pleasing the people, the more they are deviating and they are moving away from God. And the more they are moving away and deviating from the way of God, the wrath of God, the anger of God is falling upon them and is destroying their life. You know, nowadays, much of the people have financial problems. Even the people who are called Christians, they are in debts. They have credits they need to pay. They are low in finances. The reason behind all these things, because they don't fear God, but they fear rather man. And they please men in order to get material things. But the more they do of such, the more they are not having wealth, not having riches. It says here, wealth and riches shall be in his house. God will bless the man who fear him. His wealth, their riches will come to him, and he is blessed. His house will be filled, his heart will be filled, his places will be filled with the good things. Not only riches and wealth, not only money and material things, but God will bless him also. Will bless him also with the spiritual things. You know, one of the riches that God gives us is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We will having love, joy, peace, perseverance, patience. That is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We can read about them in the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22-25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Here, this wonderful fruit of the Spirit that will manifest in our life, it is like exactly that we are living in God's presence. Our character and attitude will be like the character and attitude of Jesus. We will have more patience, we will have more perseverance, and we will be able to persevere, to bear the pressure of life, pressure of ministry, to go and continue to endure in the way that God wants us to endure, and His righteousness endureth forever. We will live a righteous life, and we will be a source of a blessing to the people who are with us, to our families. They can see the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our life. The man who fears God, when you fear God, God will fill you with the Holy Ghost, and He will enable you to minister to the people, to establish and accomplish His will, the deeds that He wants you to do. You will be going to do it. You will become the man who fears God. He will be in remembrance. He will be a good example to others, to lead them in the way that God wants them to do. He is blessed by God. We will be blessed by the Lord. Riches and wealth, Holy Spirit, material things, spiritual things will be added to us, and people will see it. And we will minister with the power of the Holy Spirit to help people to know God and to follow Him. In verse 4, unto the upright there arises light in darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. He say here about light. The man who fear God, a righteous man, he will have a light arise in the darkness. Even if we have trials, even if we have problems, even if we are pressurized, there is a light. There is a light to guide us out from all these troubles. Even people trouble us because we fear God. Even people persecute us. Even people try to do harm to us. But there is a light which takes us out from all these troubles and will help us to accomplish the things that God wants us to accomplish. We say here about this man who fears the Lord. He said that he is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. Jesus Christ is also full of righteousness. He is full of compassion. And when we fear the Lord and do the things that He wants us to do, and we desire to be like Him, and when we are rich with the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we will be full of compassion, considerate, loving to the poor and people who are afflicted. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, and we will be like Jesus. He said, but when He saw the multitude, He was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, and sheep having no shepherd. And that is where we are called to minister to the people, to be gracious, to be compassionate to the poor and needy, and those who are in trouble, and those who are passing, having hard time. God wants us to be compassionate to them. In Matthew chapter 14, And verse 14, and it says, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and Jesus was moved with compassion toward them, and healed their sick people. Lord, thank you. We pray that we will continue to be compassionate like you, O God, and gracious like you, Lord, to be prayerful to the people, helping them in their struggling life. Yes, God wants us to love the poor, to be compassionate, to be considerate, to help those who are in need. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 32, but God also wants us to have discretion, to have understanding how to help and how to do the mercy, not led by our emotion, not led by what we want, not led by what we desire, but we will be led by the Holy Spirit. In Matthew 15, verse 32, then Jesus called the disciple unto him. I said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. Here the Lord want to give food for those who came to him, not because they came to him, but because they stayed with him 3 days. And because of that, he want to help them and not to send them away hungry. He's gracious. God wants us to be gracious people, considerate, full of compassion. A man, in verse 5, a good man showeth favor and lendeth, he will guide his affairs with discretion. As we fear the Lord, he will give us the Holy Spirit, and he will lead our affair with discretion. He will lead our affair with understanding. He will make us understand what we need to do. He will give us good mind to think how to decide. In this verse, we are taught to have compassion for those who are in need. They say here, he shows favor and lendeth. He will guide his affair with discretion. God wants us to lend to the people who are in need. Why we need to help those people who are in need? Because that will help them to solve their problems. In addition to that, why we need to lend to those poor people who are having a problem? Because if we will not go to help them and lend to them, they will go and they will lend money from others who will exact from them usury, interest, and they will be more hurt and afflicted. That's why God wants us to help, and the more we help, the more also God will bless us with riches and with wealth, and he will add to us blessing upon a blessing into our life. That is what God wants us. Blessed is the man who fear the Lord. God wants us to be accountable to him, to his word, to his command, to the plan that he wants us to go through. God wants you to go into such a way of your life to fear him. Any decision, any step, God still wants you to go back to him and take that step with his help, with his direction. In Psalm 112 and verse 6, surely he shall not be moved. Hallelujah. He shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be moved. God will stabilize the righteous where God had placed him, where God had appointed him, where God had placed us, where God had ordained for us to stay. We will not be moved. People will try to fight. People will try to pressurize, but they will not be succeeded. Why? Because the man who fears God, he is very considerate to his word. You know, the man who fears God, you don't need to tell him you obey this command. You don't need to remind him. You don't need to pressurize him to obey. He is spontaneously doing all the things that God wants him to do. He is very careful to please God and not people. And that's why he is established. He is the righteous man. He not be moved. You cannot move him. He is very stable. He is very stable. He is backed up and supported by God Almighty himself, he shall be in everlasting remembrance. His life, his example, his testimony will be remembered by the people. God will be backing him up in a way that people will know he's true in his life. He's a good example to follow. And thank the Lord. We bless you in verse 7. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. The man who fears God, he has no fear. He has no fear. He knows that God is in full control. God is the one who is taking full control over his life, and he is fixed. He will not be shaken. He is trusting that God is responsible on everything on him, because when you trust people, your trust is on the people change and you'll be affected. But when you trust God, when you fear God, your heart will be fixed and you will not be afraid of evil or bad news, because you know that the Lord is with you. In verse 8, his heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. His heart will be established. The heart of the man who fears God is strong. He is not afraid that of the circumstances. He is not afraid of people. He is not afraid of persecution, because he is afraid from God. He fears God. So that's why he is not afraid of other things. And he knows God will not allow his enemy to prevail. And he stay here until he see his desire upon his enemies. Not that he wish that his enemies will be destroyed, but he is fully convinced if they will repent from their sins, they will be saved. But if they will continue to do wrong in their arrogance, they will perish. He know that his enemy, if they will be repenting and turning and amend their ways, they will be preserved. But if they will continue in their wickedness and their pride and their arrogance, they will be cut off from the land and God will remove them. He is aware, very sure, that God will deal with his enemies and those against him in a proper way. Verse 9, he hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. Here again, he has dispersed. God still wants us to care, to help, to give advices, that we live our life for other people, to support, to strengthen, to provide, to do what is needful. His rightness endure. People will see, will remember. His horn shall be exalted with honor. God will give us honor. God will exalt us. God will stabilize us. God will bless our generation and our descendants until he come and take us with him. In verse 10, the wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Here, the Lord is careful that the wicked people will see how God is exalting his righteous man, how he will sustain him, how he will deliver them. Why? So they will, because they have a bad intention, they have evil intention. So they will learn the lesson, because they are grieving, they are vexed, they are gnashing their teeth. They want the righteous to fall, but God will show them God will show them how He is exalted, how He is coming to exalt the righteous, how He is sustaining the righteous, and how He is blessed. And also, He will make them melt away. There's two ways God will bless the righteous man. There's two ways that God will bless the man who fears Him. Either He will lift him up, and He add to him riches and wealth, or the other way, the wicked around him, He will make them destroy, melt away. So when they go down, the righteous will go up. Now, today, we need to make a clear decision in our life. To fear man is of no use. God does not want us to fear man. God wants us to fear Him. God wants us to fear His word, His statutes, His commands, His ways, His plans. The more people fear people, the more they are down. But the more we fear God, we will be lifted up. We will be well provided. We will be honored, our children, our families, our descendants will be blessed by God. Let's all stand. Stand in God's presence and let us commit our lives to the Lord, that from this day onward, that we will fear God. We'll obey the commands. We will obey His word in our lives. Make this commitment now. Lord, I commit myself not to fear man, but to fear You, to fear Your word. I know You are above me. You're washing me. Lord, I commit myself not to do sin, not to do wrong. Oh God, you came from heaven. You died on the cross for my sin, to give me eternal life. Lord, here am I. I worship You, Lord. I serve You. I live my life for You. Oh God, I pray. I pray for my brothers and my sisters who commit their lives to You, Lord. Bless them, Lord, as they fear You. Provide for them. Heal the sick. Provide the needs. Do miracles. Enable us, Lord, as a church, to go on and serve You, to plant Bible studies, to evangelize, to plant congregation, to do the ministry well. Help us, O God, as we fear You, Lord, we trust You, Lord, that You will provide for us. Do miracles, O Lord. We need You to open eyes of people, open ears, do wonders so people will know that You are the true God and we are Your servant. We thank You, Lord. We bless You for Your word. We thank You for Your Son, Jesus, for the Holy Spirit, for the wealth, the riches, the honor, the glory, the eternal life that we have from You.
What I
Yes, oh God, yes, none like you. We worship and serve you. Yes, O God, truly there is no one like you. Take your word and spread it. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen. Lord of the harvest,
Lord of the harvest, let your voice be heard. Mighty harvest of souls.